Jack Otto, your host for Radically Right. We're on the line with Henry from Connecticut. You have some words to finish, Henry?
Yeah, I want to wrap this up so you can take another call.
We've got Russ from West Virginia waiting online.
Yeah, you mentioned the fire worship with the thing in Waco. I didn't hear that. You know, even when I listened to Cooper, I never heard of that. You're saying that a few of those agents were
I just heard about that from my friend Mark Kornke.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let me say this. You mentioned something also about the sun. There are some ancient Norse. There's also an ancient Aryan pagan religion called Asatru. Actually, it's a modern version of the ancient one. And there's also the Native Americans who have the Lakota, which they call the Sioux, but that's really an offensive word, the Sioux.
It's the French word for cutthroat.
Yeah, right. It's Lakota nation. And all the others, too. They're similar to, like, the ancient Europeans with the religion, with the worship, the seasons of the sun. But what I was going to say is that not all that observe those things are necessarily Satanists. Because I think that, according to Cooper, he explained that it's a kind of warpness with the Mason and the ancient masonry that they use the sun as a representation of Lucifer. But as far as I know, when I look in ancient, when I look in grimoires, the deity or the god or the deity or the spirit of that rules the sun did not break away from the from the great god. And neither did the moon, neither did Mars, any of those. There are some deities that are forces that originally with the great god and the planetary gods. Neither did earth, wind, fire, too. There are forces with that. As far as I know, none of them did break away from the supreme creator god. I didn't even think there even was a Lucifer. I thought that was kind of bullcrap, too.
Lucifer is the one and the same with Satan. Lucifer was the light bearer, the morning light, and when he was cast down to earth, his name was changed to Satan, the adversary. Satan means adversary. Lucifer is light bearer.
Right, but the Masons still don't say Satan, they say Lucifer.
Oh, yeah. Right. His followers refused to take the lower name adversary.
Right.
Which is the term Satan.
Right.
They like to defy.
Now, let me ask this. Are all the royalty, including the Danish royalty, all of them are with these Khazars? There's no real German or real white European royalty left. Even the one in Russia that was killed, they were related to Rothschild or one of these Khazars also, the one that was killed by the before the Communist Revolution?
I think even the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I know he is.
Is one of those Khazar kids.
Oh, he looks it. I know he is.
All around the world, we see people fooled by it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call, Henry.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your input. We've got Russ from West Virginia. Go ahead, Russ. Jump right into it.
Well, Jack, first I'd like to know if you got a list of all these famous people who have Jewish last names. I'd like to send for that.
Well, I've got a few of them tucked away.
Well, you have quite a few, I'm sure, because I've heard you more than a dozen times, and you shocked me with a lot of names that I never knew were even Jewish. And I'm not talking about Hebrew Jew, I'm talking about Yiddish Jew.
Oh, yeah, the Hebrew Jews have absolutely nothing to do with this New World Order.
I understand that, but a lot of people they're not taking a differential here. They're seeing the word Jew, and they're being led to believe that you're anti-Semitic, and I know you're not, but that's not the point.
That's why I always prefix the word Jew when I'm talking about these guys with the term false. So I'm talking about false Jews, people who have only pretended to embrace Judaism and use that as a front to form an inner circle within Judaism dedicated to the forces of evil.
Can I hold?
Yes, sir, go ahead. We're going to hold. We got a break coming up. We're going to be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Russ from West Virginia. Russ, if you have an interest in some of those names, I have a list of them right here of the Hollywood stars.
That's what you had. I remember you putting that out once before.
I think that's significant because that whole medium is the basis for influencing us, for brainwashing. And if you can control the input, you can control how people think.
All right. Well, I'll be in touch with you. I called you once before. What I really called about was the move incident. I come from Philadelphia, and I lived within 20 blocks of that. And I'll tell you what, not a bigger piece of scumball they ever had was Frank Rizzo, the police commissioner that ended up and got his reward as being mayor. Now, nobody in the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News is another classic example of suppression from the press. Nobody said anything. All they printed was how people walked by and they threw their garbage and their over the fence and onto the people as they walked by. But nobody said anything about them shutting off the water, the electric and the gas and the phones.
And burning them out with bombs and fully automatic machine gun fire.
That's right. And I've caught more flack because I said that they, said what he said. But I just wanted to bring it up that there's a lot going on with these old stories that people are hearing. And I don't know about you, but if they shut my electric and all that stuff off, I'd be quite willing to throw the stuff at them, too. So, all right, well, Jack, I'll be in touch with you. I'm going to order your MP3 for tonight's show.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
And you take care, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Bye-bye.
As long as we're interested in some of those old names, let me read off a few of them. Now, June Allison, we've all remember her. Her real name is Ella Geisman. And Eddie Albert, remember from Green Acres? He's Heimberger. And Fred Astaire, the dancer, is Austerlitz. And Ed Ames is Ed Yurick. And B. Arthur is Bernice Frankel. And Lucille Ball of the I Love Lucy show is Diane Belmont. And behind that Belmont name is Schoenberg. We have John Barrymore, whose name is Blythe, and that's also the name behind the Clintons, is Blythe. And I think behind the Blythe name is Rockefeller or Rothschild. Jack Benny is Benjamin Kubelski. He's a member of B'nai B'rith. Joey Bishop is Joseph Abraham Gottlieb. Milton Berle was Berlinger. Yul Brynner was Taji Khan. George Burns was Nathan Birnbaum. And Bert Lahr, the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz, was Irving Laraheim. Fanny Bryce was Arnstein Rosenberg. Fanny Borch Arnstein Rosenberg. Dracula, Bela Lugosi. His real name was Bela Blasco. Charlie Chaplin, the funny man from silent comedy, was really named Israel Fonstein. We have so many of these characters. Joan Crawford was Lucille LeSueur. Tony Curtis is Bernie Schwartz. Jimmy Dean is Seth Ward. Andy Devine is Jeremiah Schwartz. Phyllis Diller is Driver. Kirk Douglas is Isidore Danielovich Dembski. Charlton Heston, the man in charge of the NRA, his real name is Carter. And I remember before he became the head of the NRA, he was opposed to guns and helped press for the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was a direct lift of the Nazi 1938 Gun Control Act. Judy Garland, who played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, was Frances Milne Gumm. James Gardner is Baumgartner. And Kathy Lee Gifford is Epstein. Lauren Green of Bonanza was Chaim Leibowitz. William Holden was Beetle. And Eddie Cantor was Isidore Iskowitz. And he was also a member of B'nai B'rith. Lee J. Cobb is Leo Jacob. Richard Cortez is Jacob Krant. Betty Davis is Eric. Oh, I can't pronounce it. Archeracus. Linda Evans is Evanstadt. Red Buttons is Aaron Schwatt. Lauren Bacall is Betty Persky. Jamie Farr, you know, the Arab guy from Toledo. His real name is Jamil Joseph Farah. Cary Grant at the Archibald Beach. Harry Green is Henry Blitzer. Bonnie Hall. He's Halperin. Now, Halperin is a kind of Yiddish falcon or hawk. Harry Houdini is Eric Weiss. Rock Hudson was Roy Shearer. Engelbert Humperdinck was Arnold Dorsey. Betty Hutton is Elizabeth Thornburg. David Jansen is Meyer. George Jessel, Al Jolson, whose real name was Jolson. Danny Kaye was Kaminsky. Oh, we could go on all night with this. Let me skip up to some of the more recent ones, like Lee Majors, Harvey Lee Urey. Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean Mortensen. You know, and most of these women are mind control slaves, too. Walter Mazzal is Matuszynski Gajewski. There's the Marx Brothers. They use their real name. Alden is Vladan Sekulovich. Al March is Mendelssohn. Harry Morgan, who played on MASH, was really named Bresberg. Jack Palance is Walter Kalinek. Bert Parks is Jacobson. Stephanie Powers is Stephanie Zofia Frederikiewicz. Donna Reed is Mullinger. Edward G. Robinson is Emmanuel Goldberg. Roy Rogers, Leo Schley. Sid Silvers is Silverstein. Sophie Tucker is Sophie Abzuza Kalish. Shirley Winters is Shirley Schrift. Edie Gourmet is Gorman Zano. You know, they have so many of these characters, and they also cleverly and stealthily get by us because we don't know who they really are. You know, we wouldn't have thought that John Wayne was such a macho guy if we'd known his real name was Marion Morrison. Jane Wyman was Sarah Foulkes. Edwin was Israel Edwin Leopold. Tony Randall is Sidney Rosenberg. Mickey Rooney is Joe Yule. Now, Danny Thomas, you know who he is with the Catholic Church for the Catholic Hospital out there for the children? Uzziah Amos Yaqub. Yaqub is the proper pronunciation of what we say is Jacob. You know, we find guys like Michael Landon. He concealed a Jewish-sounding name. Eugene Orowitz. Jill St. John is Oppenheimer. Charles Bronson is Buczynski. Cheryl Ladd is Stoppamore. Dustin Hoffman, I think he uses his real name. Barbie Benton is Klein. Sandra Z.D. is Zuck. John Derrick is Derek Harris. Ed Asner. Oh, William Shatner, he's one of them too, but he's using the... There's Gene Wilder is Silverman. And there's so many of them, like Sergeant Schultz and Colonel Klink. Goldie Hawn. David Soul is Solberg. Diane Cannon is Emil Freistein. Jane Seymour is Joyce Frankenberg. Gene Stapleton is Murray. Albert Brooks' real last name is Einstein. John Claude Van Damme is Van Vorenberg. Natalie Wood was Natasha Gurdon. And I have to ask you, does such a small percentage of the population dominate that industry by accident? You know, they predominate pretty well in comedy. Lenny Bruce was Leonard Schneider. Rodney Dangerfield was Jacob Cohen. Jerry Lewis is Joseph Levitch. W.C. Fields was Duncan Field. David Steinberg, Don Rickles, Alan Funt, Richard Dawson, Alan King, whose real name was Irvin Nyberg, Roseanne Barr, Woody Allen, whose real name was Konigsberg. Buddy Hackett was Leonard Hacker. We got a break coming up here. We'll talk more about these on the other side. Listen closely to our sponsors. because we need to support them because they are supporting us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've been reading off some of the names of our movie stars and talking about now about some of the comedians. And I'm about halfway through that list of comedians, and I won't catch them all, but it includes David Brenner and Mel Brooks, whose real name was Melvin Kaminsky. Pee Wee Herman is really Paul Rubenfeld. Soupy Sales is Milton Hines Sussman. There's Jerry Seinfeld and Phil Silvers, whose real name is Silver Smith. Jackie Mason is Yakov Moshe Mazza. Howard Cosell is Cone. There's Mort Saul and Howie Mandel and Robert Klein and Peter Sellers. Now, Danny Thomas is Amos Jacobs. There's Marty Feldman, the Marx Brothers, the Three Stooges. You know, Bo Curley and Shemp Howard were really Moses, Jerome, and Samuel Horowitz. Larry's last name was Feinberg. And we see the music world is dominated by Jewish-sounding names. Again, I want to remind you, they're not real Jews. Steve Allen, Julie Andrews, whose real name is Julia Wells, Rosemary Clooney, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, whose real name is Zimmerman, Sheena Easton, who's Sheena Shirley Orr, Barbara Eden, who is Huffman, Mama Cass Elliott, who is Ellen Naomi Cohn, Herbie Mann is Herbert J. Solomon. There's Barbara Streisand, Andy Williams, Zette Midler, whose real name is Barry Pincus, Billy Idol, who's William Broad, Edie Gourmet, Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen is also the name of Abraham Lincoln. That's his real name. There's Mitch Ryder, who is William Levis. Paul Stanley of Kiss is Paul Eisen. Gene Simmons is Klein. Victor Borgia is Borgia Rosenbaum. Vladimir Horowitz. Iggy Pop is James Osterberg. Irving Berlin. Leonard Bernstein. Billie Holiday is Eleonora Fagan. Now, you got to take a look at who owns some of these record companies. MCA Records is owned by Lou Wasserman. Irving Azoff was formerly the president of Motown. And the VPs include Jay Stein and Wertheimer. Herman Lubinsky is the founder of Savoy Records. Tisch sold CBS to Sony. That's really the Standard Oil of New York. And Robert Mayer is president of the Turner Entertainment Company. I've got more here about Merv Griffin and Joan Rivers, whose real name is Blumberg. Kathy Lee Gifford, who's Epstein. But we got a call in from Eddie of New Jersey. If you got some contribution, Eddie, jump right into it.
All right, here I am, brother. No, man, I just want to ask you about Kurt Cobain. Now, there's no way this guy can be Jewish, right? You there?
Yeah, I'm here and I'm listening.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say, because there was a thing where...
speculation that he was a mind control victim.
There's no way he was a mind control victim. But let me just tell you, man, because I've got some inside information that you have to hear.
You're breaking up pretty bad.
I'm what? Feeding back?
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, see, there's this thing where everybody thinks he was killed by his wife or this and that. You know the thing? Well, there's a thing on the internet where he's like in a fight because his wife was something happened with his wife where they I'm very nervous right now, but anyway, hold on a second. I'm gonna catch my breath. Okay.
Just relax. Just doing me.
All right, so there's this thing on the internet where it says, yeah, if you don't stop harassing my wife, I'm going to kill you. And he mentions a name, and the name is called, like, something like Hirschberger or something like that. Hirschberger. So I'm, like, wondering if that has anything to do with his suicide. Like, I mean, maybe he was killed by this New World Order type of thing.
It could be anything, Eddie. They sure do love to use his music to help people commit suicide.
Okay, wait, hold on a second.
Other people that...
Okay, I just called him. Here's another thing. How about Jim Morrison? Does he have anything to do with, like, the Jews?
Yeah, Morrison is a Yiddish name.
Are we on air right now?
Yeah, you sure are.
Oh, wow, this is awesome. Okay, all right, I got my shit together. Sorry for that. But anyway.
Watch your language.
I will. Okay, so is that have anything to do with, Jim Morrison, when he's on stage in Florida, and he said, "You're all a bunch of slaves," and he's saying to the people, "Cut up," you know. Did that have anything to do with maybe he had something to say?
Well, he did have something to say, but it's hard to say what transpired there and what went through their mind.
Okay, what's your name that I'm talking to you right now?
My name is Jack. Jack Otto. Otto.
All right, cool, man. Right on. But did you hear what I said about the thing with Jim with Kurt Cobain?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and who did I say?
There's lots we don't know. You know, there is a lot of speculation that he was a mind control agent.
Yeah. Well, can you explain to me what you mean by that?
Sure. Right after this break. Hold on.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eddie from New Jersey has just asked me to explain what I mean about mind control. And I want to say that there are several levels of mind control programming that are used by both the Satanists and the government experimenters in the MK Ultra's program, subprogram called MK Naomi. And I think time will prove that the government is almost totally infiltrated by Satanism, as there is considerable overlap. Now, the base level of programming that is implemented primarily by physical and psychological trauma is called alpha. And in the alpha stage, the handlers are able to elicit superhuman capabilities such as increased physical strength, enhanced memory, and increased visual acuity, all caused by physical pain. And from this, we can more readily see the meaning of that biblical text where we are admonished that if we spare the rod, it will spoil the child. Now, government, acting through the school psychiatrist, prohibits spanking from use by parents. The insiders want to spoil, that is, ruin our children so that they will be easier to conquer. Now, beta programming, the next step here.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yes. Am I here online?
Yeah, you sure are.
Oh, that was a great definition. I agree with you. And
that was only alpha. I've got more to cover.
Completely. I've read some of that stuff online also, but I just want to say this to all the people that are listening that don't have the courage to call in and that have something to say that's very important. Just get the courage to do it and just dial those numbers. I know you might have to stay online for a while, but when you get on there, it might be worth it. See, the whole thing here I'm trying to say is I think I have some information about this Nirvana thing, and I would like to let these guys know about it. And are you there still?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And it's like talks about certain things where you can say that, like, Kurt was angry that somebody in the New York Times talked about his wife. And he started saying, I'm gonna say this or that if you don't shut up, you know? And then I think a couple, like, months after that, something happened drastically where he was killed. So I'm
you
not
don't
really...
threaten those people. They will get you.
Yes, yes. But I was going to try to get to this. But can you go over the Jim Morrison thing again? You said that he was, like, Jewish?
Morrison is a Yiddish name.
It is, okay. Well, you know what? I might have to call back another day and let you hear this. Because I was trying to look right real close to this. Oh, here it is. Oh, no. Is that it now? No, I was trying to find... Oh, there it is. Very rare. Can I play this on the air real quick? I can just put the phone right through it, and you can hear this?
It's not coming through your phone very well right now. You're breaking up. Is that a cell phone?
Yes, but can you...
that's the problem. That's why we can't hear you. We'd like you to call next time from a landline, if you would, please.
Well, listen. Hold on one second. Can you just talk to me real quick?
I can talk to you, but the problem is you're not coming through clearly.
How about now? Am I coming through clearly now?
Yeah, you're not too bad right now.
Okay, listen to this real quick. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. It's not loud enough. It wasn't loud enough.
It's far more relevant and important to the world than the bullshit.
Now, we gotta watch our language here. This is on the radio. I'm going to ask you to call back sometime after you got a landline and you got your language cleaned up here, Eddie. Okay. Thank you very much for calling, sir. To finish his question about mind control, I was going to talk about after the alpha programming, there is beta programming. And that designs sex slaves to service the upper crust and prostitution ranks. Then there's gamma programming, which totally compartmentalizes the minds of victims and sets up blocks that are designed to keep these slaves in subjugation. Now, delta programming is for the Manchurian type of candidate. Those assassins like Jim Jones and Sirhan Sirhan. Beta programming is implemented to enhance psychic capabilities. Chi programming implements callback dates for people to return for additional programming. And omega programs are set up so that the victim will self-destruct on command or condition. You too can be part of this conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. If you call in, please jump right into it. I don't need a pat on the back or a kick in the britches for not having the same priorities that you do. Please don't brag about your activities in the Patriot Movement. Give us information that helps us understand what's going on. You know, for these Satanists that are posing as Jews, to succeed, they're programmed to discredit God must have a massive genocide against the seed of Abraham. And their hope is that once the real Hebrews are destroyed, and that is their intention, the false Jews want to destroy the real Hebrew Jews. The contention will be that those evil but now dead Jews were a conspiratorial group that invented religion to control the masses. And at the time, it will be declared that since there was no more of them, the prophecy in their Bible was false. Their God had promised that Abraham's seed would always inhabit the earth. And the conclusion will be that the New World Order is fortunate. Be rid of them and their false prophecy so that mankind can pursue a philosophy, a religion, based on reason. I'm telling you, this plan will fail, but not before these foul people literally raise hell. And part of the plan to raise hell will be their propaganda designed to discredit the real Old Testament Hebrews. The mainstay of what they blame on others will be the truth of what they are guilty. Must remember, they own the print, electronic media. And for the most part, if it's not on television, it didn't happen. Because people have unmitigated faith in the media. The television, the newspapers, the magazines. And they use these to put us in control, to guide our thinking. If we are controlled in our inputs, we're a lot like computers. Garbage in, garbage out. And if all we know about what they tell us, that kind of garbage goes in our head and it influences so that we put out garbage thinking. When I started off the program this evening, I was mentioning some of the welfare to corporations and foreign countries that are overseen by dictators who really are less than scrupulous. And I want to talk about the welfare that goes to Israel. Now, if you take the total amount of money sent over to Israel and divide it by the number of people who are going to get a chance at some of that money, it turns out that we are spending just about $15,000 a year for every man, woman, and child. A lot of money. That's above our poverty level here in America. And if we don't take notice, if we let this stuff go by, if we shut our minds every time somebody says, oh, he must be an anti-Semite, we're not talking about the Semites. We're talking about people who have not so much a drop of Semitic blood in their veins. Super rich throughout the world, pretty much them, theirs. Great deal of influence they have over us because of that television. And it is like mind control programming. What happens here is television influences people. It influences them unduly. And that's because, for the most part, people do not understand the notion of hypnosis and how mind control can affect people. And it's a shame that America does not realize that we are on the precipice of destiny here. We're going about to find out, are we really, truly free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to tell you what's good for you? And because people have no understanding of hypnosis, and most Christians don't want to know about it because they believe it is an evil force of the devil, And this is not a case of what you don't know won't hurt you. Like proverbial ostriches that bury their head in the sand, those who think that ignorance is bliss cannot readily deal with approaching danger. And those who know nothing about suggestion cannot defend against what they do not realize is happening. When hypnotism is stripped of all the mumble-jumble, the essence is quite simple. When a person is truly relaxed, the barrier between the conscious mind and the inner mind is lowered. And that inner mind is not subconscious. Sub means below, and it would be more appropriate to refer to it as the superior consciousness because it does so much more than we give it credit. If we quit thinking about our breathing, then the inner mind will take over that responsibility and breathing continues without effort on our part. Programs like cops condition the populace to expect the police to act violently and demonstrates to real-life police officers how they're expected to act. No matter what station one watches, when people clash with the police, the civilians lose. You know, even when the police are unbelievably crooked, like in the Dukes of Hazzard with Boss Hogg, they consistently manipulate the power effectively to stay on top, and the consistency with which that is depicted on TV causes all but the most stout-hearted to give up all hope of fighting City Hall. We got a man from Tennessee. Was he, your name Jack?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, where did you get that list of the actors and stuff that you were reading?
I didn't get a list. I compiled that list. Every time there was somebody died and they told what their real name was, or you find out some way what one of their names were, I added it to my list.
Oh, okay. I'd like to get that list.
Well, you can write me at Post Office Box 256. My name is Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, Post Office Box 256. In Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. I'll put it together for you. All you got to do is ask.
Okay. Let's see. The thing you were saying about the movies and the TV shows and all that?
Yes, how important they are, how important it is to realize what's really happening there.
Well, I think you know how they don't make sense. Like a really high dollar movie won't make logical sense. You know, why does the guy open the door with the killer behind it and that kind of thing? Things that wouldn't happen in real life. Well, I think what they do, what it does, is it disconnects critical thinking to the watcher, if you sit and watch enough of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Just turn your
brain. You stay in that world long enough, and you unlearn critical thinking skills. I think that's why they make so many crappy movies. They're crappy on purpose.
Well, absolutely. Sure.
All right. Well, can you get that list via email or just by writing?
I don't have email. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Now, we were talking earlier here about hypnosis and how the inner mind will take over the breathing if we wish to forget about it, put our focus on something else. It controls the beating of our hearts and mixes the 200 chemicals in our bodies without conscious thought. And I want you to note that important, relevant memories come to mind when needed, and that occurs without the effort of conscious thought. And if the inner mind is intelligent enough to select memories that are appropriate for the immediate situation from all those that are stored, we need not label it sub-anything. and access to that powerhouse is enhanced by relaxation and repetition. That enables people input new habit formations or retrieve repressed memories. Professional hypnotists facilitate that by putting the subject in a comfortable position and encourage relaxation by repeating the suggestion that effort be made to relax. And once relaxed, the mental image of the desired goal is painted in the mind's eye of the subject, and it becomes more profoundly impressed than it would be if the people had not relaxed. And the inner mind governs the autonomic nervous system, which includes reflex action. That's the movement that occurs without you thinking about it, such as the way your hand might jerk back from a hot stove before you have a chance to even think, oh my goodness, that's hot. I think I'm going to remove my hand. We got a break coming up here before the last segment. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're finishing up tonight's program by discussing hypnosis and suggestion and mind control. And in the course of talking about hypnosis and reflex action, we find that martial artists use these principles in their own development. Few people realize that true martial art philosophy is more about personal development than it is about fighting. There's times when you got no time to think. You must act spontaneously. And if you program your inner mind with the right things, then the right time, the right things will pop out. And the inner mind accepts the input best when you are relaxed. And that's part of why martial artists continue past the point of being tired, so as to drive a technique deep into the inner mind, well, where it will become part of the habit formation and reflex action. Now, hypnotists just touch the inner mind by getting you to consciously work on relaxing each part of your body and then demonstrate powers that most of us never try to tap. Salesmen relax you with their friendly manner and perhaps even tell you a joke that will cause you to lower your defenses and relax, let them in. All pass through hypnosis when they're going to sleep or when they wake up, and it is the phenomenon of hypnosis when we return from a long drive and cannot believe that time has passed so quickly. And we experience similar losses of time while reading an interesting book, and it is for the same reason. Now, the power of relaxation may be better understood by examining its opposite, tension. An extreme example of tension is that which is maybe caused by fear when suddenly you are surprised by danger, such as a mugger or a bear. Some people tense so much in times of danger that they are frozen by their fear and cannot do anything but shake and stammer some unintelligible phrase like, "I'm not, I'm not, I'm not." If they could only relax a little, they would be able to hand over their money or run or something other than just knock their knees and stammer. Now, when martial artists practice relaxation, it becomes a habit, and the breathing techniques facilitate relaxation and hypnosis. Proper execution of breathing is nearly opposite of conventional wisdom, and instead of sucking in air with effort and relaxing to exhale, it is better to exhale completely and relax to inhale. And a momentary pause at the top of the inhale will slow down the exhale, and the only effort made is at the very end of a long and gradual exhale. This is purges carbon dioxide, and if repeated enough, it can become a habit. Now, if the gateway to the inner mind is as simple as relaxation and repetition, consider the power of television and movies. People sit in front of the screen with the expressed intent of relaxing for a while, and the images presented to their minds are crystal clear. And those impressions most desired by the powers behind the television make sure that such programming is repeated. And despite the relatively smooth appearance of motion pictures and television, they are actually pulsating images. Often people do not think about what they're seeing or hearing on TV. They just sit there like a sponge and absorb the input. This is so insidious that people cannot bring to mind the previous program. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back here 1 week. In the meantime, this is Jack Otto saying, God bless you. Pray for me. Good night, folks.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there.